AircheckDownloads.com.
Wet. What? Mail order of St. Helens, Merseyside. The way she spelled it, M-A-E-L-A-U-D-E-R, mail order. Watching your extremely well-presented programme with me was me old mum, who was enjoying immensely the full Monty interlude, and she suddenly stood up to announce, I'm going to ring the number, and walked purposely to the telephone. Thinking this was uncharacteristically charitable, I listened as she said, Hello, is that the BBC? I think that man on the second right of the screen fits the description of the fellow who broke into my friend Beryl's house last week. Can you accost him? It took me ages to explain to her that she actually wasn't watching Crime Watch. Can you confirm this to her over the air? Oh, I think we'll leave her the way she is, will we, May? Hey, this is Stevie Wonder. Sir Duke. Hey, now. What?
Kill Dimash.
What? Who timed that? Who timed that? Oh, it's a disgrace.
Let's go roll.
I don't feel like going on now. 88 to 91 FM. Radio 2. Disappointing. From the BBC.
The news at 8 o'clock on Monday the 23rd of November. Good morning, this is Fran Godfrey. BBC News. It's 5 minutes past eight.
BBC Radio 2. 5 minutes past
eight.
Thank you.
Get rid of my tea like that. How dare you?
Would you people stop writing in congratulating the nun who bid all that money? It's a nun. All right? Do I have to explain everything?
How many times have we got to hear this?
BBC Radio 2. What's going on? Keep going.
Good heavens above.
It's Monday. You can't expect too much. This is Madonna.
Oh, good. Wasn't planned.
It's the power of goodbye. It's like the Spice Girls opening the Children in Need with goodbye. It doesn't exactly encourage people. I'm definitely off.
You are.
That's Madonna. A power of goodbye. Don't say au revoir, just say hors d'oeuvre. Callum Ronald says, my uncle had his Austin Allegro stolen in the late 1970s. Well, that's tragic. Yeah. With it, all that was missing, oh, I see, were his velour seat covers and his fluffy dice. And the police informed a rather nasty gang were smuggling velour seat covers to sweatshops in the Far East for the manufacture of suits. So do I. The case was closed 2 years later when the suits went out of fashion. The police, however, reopened their files after I informed them I was pretty sure that a large white mark on your Children in Need jacket was almost identical to a distinctive stain caused by my cousin being car sick on a particularly bumpy trip to Blackpool. I'm supposed to have no feelings. You know, it's the lighting, all right?
Yeah.
Shoot the lighting, man. That's what I'm going to do. If we do it next year, he's dead. Sorry you slept in on Saturday evening. Your understudy had to take over the marathon show. I thought he looked young, healthy, happy, not the slightest bit portly. Why did he wear a moleskin suit? Did he wear that for a dare? It wasn't that green, all right? And I wasn't that pale. I sit and wait. That's Robbie Williams. Good man yourself, old Robbington. And angels of great merriment over my agony. I know, I've heard. Who's this? Oh, it's Dick. Dick Oldman. Yeah. Broadcast duty manager.
Oh, yes.
Radio productions resources.
Yes.
He's been promoted beyond his abilities anyway. And there he is. He's on a bed of pain, you know, I think. Fell over the worst for drink, but this morning you sell an autographed Robbie Williams CD. Yes, there was one part of Radio 2's auction last week, to which you responded so magnificently. And I'm in the bath. It takes me 20 minutes to get in the bath, another half hour to get out again. I suppose you think that's funny.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So, is he ever going to be well again, Dick?
Well,
is he ever well? He enjoys bad health, doesn't he? Ah, look, from Saddam Hussein is writing from Baghdad near Devizes. Good morning, infidel. Very civil, isn't it? Seems in good form. I'm reliably informed by the one they call Deadly Balls that you're in need of a complete rest after the rigours of your long stint on Friday. He writes in a very firm hand, yes, doesn't he, Sir Damon? Good English, too. So there's no openings for him on Radio 1. Perhaps you and the present Mrs. Infidel would like to spend a few days of relaxation in one of my presidential palaces. My only proviso is that you grow a black moustache, put on one of my old suits, and avoid saying, stick an eye in public. If this is agreeable, the one they call Fatima will pick you up on my personal helicopter at Mid-Hearts Golf Club on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. If it is not, then a fatwa upon the one they call El Capitano.
Oh.
And may all his pips squeak. Oh, Polly.
That's that one over there, look.
Oh, yeah. No, it's this one here, Polly.
Oh, that one.
Sad Cafe.
Oh, you're...
It's a salad in a bad cafe.
Plough your own.
The whole thing has got a life of its own this morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.